This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Second hour of this live Sunday show. You can join us if you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian, Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
And by the way, I want to say thank you to Robert Grogan, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. You can join Robert. He's doing $5 a month. That's all that we ask for. It's AMPS. Stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It is our Patreon. You can go to amps.freetalklive.com. Get signed up there. Use your debit card, your credit card, as long as the banking system lasts.
Yeah,
at least
before Tuesday.
You can still do this. So head over there to amps.freetalklive.com. Also, PayPal. That's another way that you can do it. AMPS.freetalklive.com. You get some perks. You get some benefits for doing that. Lots of people, you know, so far tonight have been talking about this Trump thing where he said over the weekend, yesterday, that he's expecting to be arrested on Tuesday. Now, we're not clear on exactly what the charge is going to be. The mainstream media seems to think that it's going to just be a misdemeanor, which would mean up to a year of jail time. But, of course, he doesn't have a criminal history, so the odds that he would end up serving any time on that are pretty slim. Some people are speculating that maybe he will be denied bail for simply calling for people to protest, which seems ridiculous to me. But, you know, the people want to fantasize, especially those who are against Trump, want to fantasize that this will be the worst possible thing. And if you want to comment here, you're welcome to join us. The number 603-283-6160. I would say that there's a good chance he's going to be arrested if that's what he was told. Like, the odds that they're going to all of a sudden back down and not go through with that seems pretty slim. But I think it's probably going to be a pretty easygoing arrest. They've obviously told him about it. So if he wanted to run, he certainly could. But he knows this is fodder for him. He knows that if he can get handcuffs put on him, he will want that.
He loves the attention.
Yeah, it's going to, those pictures, that video of him being carted out.
Look at what they did to me.
Right. And if he gets denied bail, that's even more, you know, bonus points in his corner for upsetting his base.
Yeah.
But as of yet, we haven't seen any protests materialize.
Well, taking a page out of the playbook in France, New York Post is reporting that New York City is bracing for unrest after Trump calls for protests over possible arrest.
And Trump has supporters in New York City?
I was like, how many of those people are like, what? 20 of them are going to be out there? We're in front of
Fox News?
Yeah, the Fox News headquarters. That's it.
Let's go to the phones here. We do have Joe on the line in New Mexico listening on Kiva. Go ahead, Joe.
Hello. Joe.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey. Love you guys' show. Appreciate very much what you've done with your lives for your children and for the country. So,
thanks.
I'm a donator. I'm a follower. You know, so
thank you.
So on to this ridiculous political persecution of the man. Zero doubt in my head that it is completely political.
Well, of course, it is.
I think the attorney general, if you want to call him that, I think he was pressured into this. They're trying to turn a misdemeanor into some kind of felony, and it's silliness.
Now, is this, when you say the attorney general, are we talking about the state of New York or the federal one?
Well, I think the state of New York is that the one.
I don't know. That's the thing. Is this going to be a federal charge or is this going to be a state of New York charge? I don't know what they're going to do.
Well, I'd already heard it was state.
Okay. So, all right. Yeah, that's interesting.
We all have to do our due diligence and find out. But there's, you know, with the murder rates soaring there and regular average everyday crimes that should be prosecuted are not being done, I don't think that anybody even the people on the left could deny this is completely political. It's an embarrassment. This guy, this man should be disbarred. He needs to be removed from his position of power, what power he has, because he's a pawn, you know, and he's not willing to stand up and do what's right.
The story that I have from the Daily Mail does mention that the Manhattan District Attorney is the one involved in this. So, yeah, it does sound like this may not be a federal charge at all in that case.
Well, okay. So, in any case, whichever it is.
Oh, yeah, of course it's political. It's obviously completely political. It seems to me like they're grasping at straws if this is the best that they've got.
Whatever state they come from, I mean, you know, he's living in Florida right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, what are they going to extradite him?
They will.
Are they going to drag him out of there, you know?
Absolutely, they will.
He's already offered to surrender himself, you know, if this happens. It's an embarrassment.
All right.
Whatever, you know.
What do you think is going to come out of this, though? I mean, do you think that there's going to be massive protests? What's your prediction?
I don't have a prediction. You know, what I'm going to analyze is that they're trying to appease their base. These people are they're out of their minds with just hate for somebody who's done nothing wrong. I heard nothing besides the entire 4 years he was president. He's just lining his pockets.
I mean, the thing is, if they're going to, if they think this is going to appease their
net value when he was president, it's ridiculous. Every bit about it is ridiculous. But you cannot reason with somebody who's unreasonable.
If they think that they're going to appease their base by doing this, they're not calculating the fact that they're throwing red meat to Trump's base as well at the same time. So, like, it's going to energize both sides.
Well, I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm fine with the right getting energized because we've been so unenergized for so long.
I don't know if I agree with that. I think the right's been plenty energized. You know, they're always mad about something. Trump, it seemed, really like lit a fire under a lot of conservatives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That just made them super excited again and whatever. And Joe Biden getting elected really, you know, made them upset as well and made a lot of conservatives get more active and outspoken from what I've seen.
Well, my theory, I think this is just going to swamp the media cycle. The television, mm-hmm. So they can't report about the banks. I really think like this is going to be a complete cover up for the banks. Like, we don't have anything to talk about except Trump. Oh, and the banks just went under.
Be a good distraction.
It's going to be a great distraction.
Fake president, the way I see it, quite honestly, he's a joke. They do their best to cover up for him, which they always do for the left. They can never admit they're wrong. You know, have you ever had an argument with somebody on the left? And once you bring up and you hammer them down on a point, they just go to the next thing.
They'll call you a racist.
That's true with a lot of people, though. I mean, that's
true with conservatives, too.
Maybe
it's true with libertarians.
I'm only Chinese, German, and Mexican.
LRN.FM.
Neocat. Hit the button. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. It was pretty hard to hear, though. We continue with your calls and thoughts. Let's see what else we need to know here about this Trump thing. They're saying, Meatball DeSantis's bootlicker is our chatter in our chat room on chat.freetalklive.com.
Love the username.
His theory is that he thinks Trump's revealing this arrest was coming in the hope that the feds will fix it from happening before it does.
Oh, I doubt that.
Because they don't want the precedent of charging a president with a crime.
Huh.
Because he says then Republicans will just charge Biden, Obama, etc. in response for that. It sends no president.
And it'll just go on and on and on forever.
I don't think so.
I mean, I'd be happy to see it.
He's posting because he just wants the attention.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to, you know, get his people to riot. Or protest, whatever.
He points out, and the news media has pointed this out as well, no president has ever been charged with a crime, ever.
Wow.
So this would be a precedent-setting thing.
Even though they're all criminals.
Indeed.
The irony.
They've never been charged with a crime.
Yeah, that's
right.
the key word.
Right.
Yeah.
Charged. We continue here with, we've got Major Payne on the line in Michigan.
All
Go
right.
ahead, Major. The number, by the way, 603-283-6160. Go ahead, Major.
Hey, what is the captain jump ship on you guys?
The captain,
in a row.
He is in Seattle doing some recording in a music studio.
Oh, okay. So anyway, this must be warrant news night. NATO has issued a warrant for Putin on war crimes.
Really?
I think that was
I didn't hear about that.
I heard it was the ICC. I don't know what that stands for. Is that a part of NATO?
International Criminal Court.
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess Putin was child trafficking or human trafficking children out of Ukraine.
Really?
Don't
they all do that?
I think they're charging him with the atrocities in the Ukraine. But anyway, I got another one from the Department of Justice, and this is right up the whole Trump thing. They are issuing another 1,000 arrest warrants for January 6th.
Jeez.
Isn't it a little late for that? Like,
how many have they gone through so far?
They just can't quit chewing on the same damn bone.
But how many people have they prosecuted so far on that?
Oh, I don't know. What was the original count? I forget. Maybe 600 and something?
Yeah, about 600 is what I heard.
Wow.
A lot of people are on no-fly lists, even if they weren't arrested or whatever.
Well, great way to stack more people up with felony charges and ruin their lives.
Yeah, the U.S. loves doing that.
Put them in a 15-minute city, maybe, instead of send them to prison. Put them in a 15-minute city.
Yeah, they want to intimidate people into not having protests in the future, right? Like, if you protest in the wrong way at the wrong place, then we'll ruin your life, is what they're trying to tell you.
Mm-hmm. They'll put a business card in your door.
They don't want people. They want sheeple.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's absolutely true. All right, so 1,000 more indictments coming for January 6th, right as Trump is asking people to hit the streets in his favor. It's going to be interesting to see if something materializes from what Trump, because something will, right, because the feds at the very least are going to show up. So they can rile people up and possibly get them to do something violent so they can arrest them.
Sounds like they're just turning the burner up on the pot. Like, let's just take it up one more notch.
Is Trump part of this? Is this all part of trying to...
Oh, no, he's not in the family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. It could be, the divide and conquer World Economic Forum,
mandate, interesting news, Major. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, there's just so much evil in the world, it's hard to cipher through it all.
Thanks for the call. Definitely appreciate it. Let's go to this caller. You're on the air. Caller, what is your name? You're on Free Talk Live.
All right. My name is Rick, and I'm calling from Brandon, Mississippi.
Rich, welcome, sir.
Brandon.
You're on the air.
Fantastic. Guys, I hate to enlighten you to something, and you can call me whatever name. That's fine.
All right.
Our votes do not count anymore. Guys, this is the Netflix. This is the Broadway show that tells us our votes count. It's all a song and dance, people. People are not elected in this country anymore. They are placed.
It's been that way for a long time.
Yeah, since JFK, I think.
Joe Biden was placed. He was not elected. We do not. We go through all this song and dance, voter election fraud.
Mm-hmm.
These machines are tricked. The paper ballots. And guys, it's a show.
Well, what would it matter? I think it's always been a show. Like, what, at least in our lifetimes, probably in our parents' lifetimes and so on. But what would it matter if the votes did count? Because if all you're voting for is a bunch of scum, which is usually who's running for office, then what does it matter?
Okay, unfortunately, you wouldn't have a job because you have nothing to talk about.
Oh, no. There's always
there'd still be plenty.
Yeah, humans are always conflicting with one another over something.
The people that don't believe the election was real and it was stolen, they're not getting support from the Republican Party. And they're not, guys, just look over here. Look at this shiny object. Look over here. We're talking about this. None of it matters, guys. This country is being run by China. We are just a pawn. We are a subsidiary of China.
Now, that's an interesting theory, because I've heard also that it's being run by Great Britain as well. So, I mean, both things probably aren't true together.
China runs it all.
So why are they... So is the whole, right now there's this big push against China, right? So Joe Biden's supposed to be cracking down on China, etc. Is that all for show? Are they just trying to get you to think that they're against China?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, you might as well turn on Gilligan's Island reruns and watch the guys. None of this matters. What you're talking about when it comes to Republicans is, the Democrats, this, guys, it's all a distraction because the real deal is how many different parts of this country are being run by the communist China.
Now what is the evidence for it? I mean, it's an interesting theory, but, I mean, what do you have to back it up?
Do we really need to talk about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and all the money and all the connections and how every time we run out of something in this country because it's manufactured in China, lithium batteries, oh, we got electric cars. Guess what the number one provider of lithium in this country is? China. Everything is dependent upon China.
Mm-hmm.
And without China's manufacturing, because we've shut down our manufacturing and all of our supply chains are being destroyed, we can't get ships in, we can't get rail cars where they need to be. You know, it's almost like a movie. You know, mm-hmm. if you're watching a movie, it's almost like turning on Netflix. I don't know if you remember an old movie called Logan's Run years ago. Once you turn 30, your little dot on your head turned red, and you went to the arena. And if you made it to the ceiling, then you got to live beyond 30. Nobody ever lived beyond 30. It was all a farce, guys.
What do you do about it? Okay, let's accept that what you're saying is true. What do you propose?
Well, as a believer of Jesus Christ as my Savior, he needs to come on quickly because we are done. And I'm
so no answer. There's no answer beyond the rapture.
But what do you want? The second coming? Is that what the answer is?
You got it, baby. He needs to come on now because this scripture says it is time. We have every son. We've had every curse that needs to take place. And he's come home to take his children home with him.
Okay, meanwhile, let's say he doesn't come back. Do you have another plan?
He's coming, brother. He's coming.
Okay.
I mean, they've been saying that for like 100 years.
They have been saying that for a very, very long time.
They just keep pushing it back.
What do we do in the meantime?
Some people believe he already came back. There's the preterists who believe that.
You keep studying his word. You keep believing that it is true because that is the only truth.
Well, I don't. I'm a pantheist.
Right, but what do we do in the meantime before this happens maybe in 2025? What do you do for the next 2 years?
Apparently you just keep reading the Bible.
Yeah, you pray.
Oh, okay, all right.
And then you'll get it, see?
All right, I got it. Okay.
Is that the answer?
That's right. That is the answer.
Right, okay. Why are you so sure of that? You're what? I'm sorry. Your phone's breaking up there.
I have experienced through my life the number of times that Christ has had a hand in my life. He's protected me, and he's protecting me now through all of this trial and tribulation we're going through now.
How do you know it was Christ?
How do I know it's Christ? Because he's spoken to me. I've witnessed this.
Okay.
Through other
That's
people,
pretty persuasive.
Through my family, and through my own
So you had a vision?
Absolutely. Visions, dreams.
Okay.
If you read through Corinthians, it says in the last days, the believers will have dreams, they will see visions, and there will be prophecy without end. And that is going on. I don't know if you've seen the
What about people who have other visions? I mean, is it okay to have a vision from, say, the angel Gabriel instead of Christ?
But when you know, you're kind of nitpicking it here because Christ is the source of all of those. Angels work at God's behest. And yes, those angels can be his messengers. Absolutely. Each of them have certain specific...
So then you would also say that what the angel Gabriel said to Muhammad was also the word of God, right?
Oh, no. That's falsification.
Why not? Why would that be false?
Because there's only one Christ that conquered the grave. Muhammad did not.
That didn't answer my question, though. I was asking about, would it be legitimate for Muhammad to talk to the angel Gabriel? You had said that if you get a message from the angel, that's just as good. But then when I mentioned who it was, it became illegitimate?
No. What I'm saying is Muhammad's illegitimate because his faith, he did not conquer death. Muhammad didn't conquer
so you
death.
Can, hold on. So if you have a vision and something, an angel talks to you, it's only valid in your mind if you don't die later on?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying angels and God can speak to anyone.
Okay.
What do you do after he talks to you? What does your life do? Do you change? Do you remain the same? Do you continue to prophesy his
Well, then
name?
Couldn't the angel have talked to Muhammad?
Sure, he could have.
Okay.
And what did Muhammad do? He did not claim Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. He said, I'm.
No, he didn't actually. In fact, the message of and I'm not a Muslim either. I just brought it up as an example. The angel Gabriel appeared to Muhammad to tell him that the Christians had gotten a little detail wrong, and that was that there's not a three triune God. There's only one God. That it's a monotheistic thing instead of a tritheistic thing or whatever. That was all. It was just a minor correction. Basically, it was what you guys disagree on.
And this is coming from the Quran, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay, well, the Quran is not Holy Scripture. The Bible
Why not?
It is, though. Not. It's just not your Holy Scripture.
Yeah, it was literally delivered from the angel Gabriel, if you believe what they say.
I tell you, this is the acid test that no one can pass. Muhammad, Buddha, none of them died and rose again. Only the Lord is saved Jesus Christ.
So this is my issue with Christianity, because instead of just accepting that maybe God comes to us all in different ways,
right?
No, it's your way or the highway. Yeah. You know, Christianity is the only true word of God. Instead of accepting that, maybe God comes to people however they are ready to receive him. Or
in different times,
them,
in different
whatever.
Places. Yeah, absolutely.
He comes to you wherever you are. The question is, what do you do? What do you do in response to that message? Do you say, okay, well, God spoke to me, Muhammad is the way. No, he's not.
But for some people,
that's just your opinion, man.
For some people, he is, though.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay, and all I can tell you is when Christ returns, the ones that were right will know it, and the ones that were wrong will know it.
And what happens if you're wrong?
Then you're thrown into the lake of fire where you burn forever.
See, and I can't believe in a deity that is so evil that they would throw people into hell for...
You booked the wrong book. Sorry!
You know, yeah, like, that just seems like either an honest mistake or, you know, the way they were raised. Like, why are people being punished for anything other than being a bad person? You know, what if you're a Muslim and you live your life with love and compassion and you're generous? Do they still, that your God is still going to send them to hell just because they were, you know?
Jesus is a God that wishes and wants you to choose. We have free will. Your choice is to follow him or not. Just that simple.
But that didn't really address the question. Rich,
you are the free. It is
why would your God, who is claimed to be a loving God, right? Like that's what the Bible says.
All good, right? All knowing, all seeing.
I just want to make sure it does say that God's a loving God, right?
That's right. You're exactly right.
How is that love exactly to take something that? How is it love to take something you created, in your image, and then cast it into a lake of fire for all eternity?
Because you chose.
No, that doesn't answer the question. How is that love?
It sure does. It's real simple.
You don't understand love, then. I'm sorry.
Oh, I do understand
love.
You don't
throw something you love into a lake of fire ever, right?
No.
You do forgiveness, okay? You practice forgiveness if you love something that messes up. If something that you've created, that you gave the ability to make a choice, chooses the way you didn't think that they should choose, you practice forgiveness. That's how you love that that person. And that's also something Jesus taught. So that's one of the problems I have here with these Christians, is they don't actually follow the scriptures, that they don't follow the teachings of their own Christ.
Or is it a lake of fire you go?
A lot of inconsistencies.
I do appreciate the conversation. I do appreciate him calling in. Thank you, Rich, for doing that here. The number is 603-283-6160. Very typical, though, viewpoint. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join us here, the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live continues in moments.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Former Vice President Mike Pence is criticizing the Manhattan District Attorney for possibly pursuing charges against his former boss.
The fact that the Manhattan DA thinks that indicting President Trump is his top priority, I think, just tells you everything you need to know about the radical left in this country.
Appearing on ABC's This Week, Pence said indicting a former president would be a politically charged move and insisted New York City has bigger problems to worry about. A pair of U.S. senators are pushing for television cameras in federal courtrooms and the U.S. Supreme Court. Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley and Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar are co-sponsoring the Sunshine in the Courtroom Act. the Powerball jackpot rolls over again with no one picking all six numbers in last night's drawing. Monday night's jackpot will be worth $86 million. Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Oops. And we're back. Old habits die. Yeah.
Good save.
Thank you, Steve Classic, for that. Welcome back to Free Talk Live. We are here, and we will take your calls and your thoughts about whatever you want. Doesn't matter if it's Trump or religion or maybe those are the same topic.
For some people.
Yeah. So, phones are open. 603-283-6160 is the live Sunday episode of the program. We barely even scratched the surface on what's going on in France as well. So, if we get the chance, we'll come back to that.
Fires and water cannons.
Right. The banks here, however, have not been using water cannons because there's not really been a run on the banks of which to speak. In the United States, maybe we'll see one soon.
Who knows? Tuesday afternoon, maybe.
Maybe Monday.
Oh.
Maybe. But we'll go back to your phone calls and thoughts here. We just had somebody on the line talking about their religious beliefs, specifically Christianity, and trying to make, you know, we were trying to make some kind of sense out of it all because it really just doesn't.
It's hard to.
Just doesn't make sense when subjected to some basic questioning. That doesn't mean I'm against God. I actually believe in God. I just don't think it's Daddy God in the sky who's judging everything that you do and sending you to a lake of fire if you do the thing he didn't want you to do.
Right.
We go to your calls, though. Caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What is your name?
Turd Ferguson is my name.
Turd, you're on the air.
Yeah, so the reason why I'm calling is because I wanted to discuss briefly the true nature of reality.
Okay. Whether or not let's get deep.
Yeah, and whether or not the universe actually exists if we're not looking at it, which I don't actually believe it does, and I base that on the science experiments, particularly the double slit experiment, which
okay, got to explain that. What is the double slit experiment?
So the double slit experiment on the quantum level is when scientists are able to send an electron basically through two slits, and it either and actually when they do this, it forms a wave pattern on the other end for them to see until they try to figure out which until they go in and figure out which slit it went through, in which case it actually then turns into a particle and actually solidifies. So basically, when they observe, when they try to observe the electron, it stops acting as a wave and acts as a particle. And of course, everything in the universe is made up of atoms, these little tiny microscopic quantum things called atoms. And it is the same deal when we're not looking at something. It exists in a cloud of superposition and doesn't actually solidify and turn into an object until we look at it. And we have science to prove this. And I base that on Werner Heisenberg and Niels Bohr's Copenhagen interpretation when they first did this experiment.
Yeah, that's very interesting stuff. I've heard this before as well, Ter, but what's the takeaway from that? What does that actually mean?
How does this have to do with Trump?
It means Donald Trump sucks. No, it means that the universe is biocentric and that life, in fact, creates the universe, not the universe creates life.
Mm.
And the Big Bang Theory is actually wrong. It only appears that way because we're looking into the cosmos and we see, and it just gives us the illusion of what we see, which is the radiation in the cosmos and the fact that the universe is expanding, even though by the scientists' own theory of physics, if the Big Bang actually was a thing, by their own laws of physics, the universe would be slowing down as far as its expansion, but it's not. It's speeding up. So that's a big problem for their theory there. But
what would that mean, though, if it's speeding up rather than slowing down, or vice versa?
I'm not smart enough to tell you what it means. All I know is that their theory is wrong, because if it was right, it would be slowing down, and the way inertia works in their own laws of physics. Because it's all the same scientists that believe in inertia, that believe in the Big Bang Theory, right?
Yeah.
But the bottom line is the universe is biocentric in that biology creates the universe, and the only reason it exists in the first place is because we're looking at it.
It's an interesting theory.
Yeah, I think that's also a very interesting theory. What does that mean for, you know, the idea of God? Do you think that that we are part of God?
I think that the experiment is proof that there's something that we can't see that's going on in the quantum world.
Mm-hmm.
I personally do believe in God. I don't know if it's a man in the clouds that's waving his hand over the earth and making things happen, but I do believe that that the double slit experiment and the way it works is proof of God. I can also tell you that John Wheeler, who is one of the greats, he, you know, worked with Einstein and all those guys, using this same quantum theories and quantum technology, he was actually able to change the path that a beam of light took around a quasar millions of years ago in the present. So that's just another thing that quantum physics has been able to prove.
All right, Turt, anything else you want to share tonight?
Nope, that's it. Thank you.
Interesting call. Thank you for making it. There's certain one thing's for sure. There's a lot more going on in this universe than we can wrap our minds around.
Yeah,
I know that much.
We're still trying to figure out the Trump thing,
right?
Like, this is mind-boggling.
Can it be that if we don't look at Trump, he goes away?
I think so.
Right. Like if the tree falls in the forest,
that's why he wants so much attention, right? Because if no one pays attention,
he'll disappear.
He'll
fall right. Become part of the wall.
The number here, another brick in the wall. The number is 603-283-6160. Ricky is on the line in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Ricky.
Thank you there, Brother Ian,
yes,
Brother
sir.
Steve, Sister Nikki. Now, I'm going to go over my topic. I very briefly got a comment on this religious caller. You were absolutely correct, Brother Ian, about Muhammad and the issue with the Trinity. For 1,700 years, that's been the problem with what they call modern-day Christianity. And Jesus is not a god. He's God's son. Mm. That would be blasphemy. That'd be punishable by death. I could go on, but that's for another night. But on to my topic.
Okay.
It all surrounds around Trump's personal attorney and fixer, Michael Cohen.
Yeah, this was the guy who was Trump's attorney, and then he turned on Trump after they threatened him with criminal charges, right?
Not only that, he lied to the to the Congress under oath got 3 years for it and disbarred. Now, here's what ended up happening.
Did he go to prison?
For 3 years.
Really? I thought he got out of it. Okay, yeah.
No, and what happened is it was between 15 and 16 campaign, and the Stormy Daniels encounter did happen at the time of the birth of his youngest son. And what Trump said to Cohen was, write this check out to hush her up. Well, that's fine, but here's where the problem came.
Mm-hmm.
He said, okay, do that, but do this also. Put it down as campaign finance. Now, back to Manhattan. Now, on to Manhattan. That is a state.
How is that a campaign? Okay, is that what?
That's the thing that happened in Georgia, right?
No, no. He said, no, this is the thing with the Stormy Daniels.
Oh, okay. How is that supposed to be campaign finance? This was like a campaign expense?
It's not a lie. That's where this is going.
But no, hold on. I just want to clarify. Were they trying to claim that paying this woman off was a campaign expense?
Right. They didn't want this woman. The hush might even exist, but this was known.
Doesn't sound very smart.
It depends on who wrote the check or who what account it came out
of. So what you're saying is, had they just written a check, then it wouldn't have been illegal, but because they wrote it off as part of the campaign, that's what the illegal part
was? Right, but it's even more than that. Check this little piece out.
Okay.
So that is a misdemeanor bookkeeping issue in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. After this hit, Jack Smith, who's a special counsel who's already investing Trump, Cohen talked to him twice to the grand jury. Now, I promise you, there's a lot more charges coming up that are federal charges.
Mm. Okay.
Because after he was in prison, he has been giving anybody who wants it everything, tapes, documents, tax records, you name it. He's sick of lying for Trump. And as far as Trump with this post, that was most likely a leak. And Trump is just saying that. He said that before anybody knew it.
Hmm.
You know? It won't be Tuesday. I bet Ricky from the Commonwealth's life on it, Brother Ian.
What, you don't think he's getting arrested Tuesday?
Definitely not.
Why would Trump say that he's expecting to be arrested on Tuesday?
Because he's trying to control the narrative and the people that's protesting all that. You know? It was just a leak that he shouldn't have heard anyways. There was no, we're going to come warn you crap. You know, that's what happened. You know, that's not even a secret. That's already been observed. And Trump's going to go down hard for this. Plus, he's still got the stuff in Fulton, Georgia. That's really bad because he said it on tape. You know
what happened
I mean?
In Georgia?
Well, that was real easy. He, after the November 2020 election, he called Secretary of State down in Georgia, and he said, I'll quote, all I need to find is 11,780 votes. That's one more than we have because we won the state. If you flip the state, it would be a great testament to the country. That's enough.
Who did he say that to?
Trump out of tubes.
The Secretary of State of Georgia.
Yeah, they recorded the whole thing, went on for an hour.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's election interference, I think.
Would that be federal, then, in that case?
Big-time federal. That's big-time federal. That's been ongoing for 2 years with a special grand jury.
Right.
The story from the Daily Mail, by the way, says that Ms. Daniels met with prosecutors Wednesday to answer questions in the case, and her lawyer said she would make herself available. Cohen, the former attorney, has indicated he's given the grand jury damning testimony that implicates Trump. He testified for 3 hours in front of the grand jury on Monday this week. So gears do appear to be in motion. We do know that when it comes to grand juries, they will indict a ham sandwich. So,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah, one more note, if I may, Brother Ian.
Sure.
On Stormy Daniels. She did come for, and she spoke about the encounter, which she marked as brief, and she mentioned about Trump's unusually small package to prove that she was there.
No wonder why the banks are going to collapse.
No doubt.
All right.
That never gets out.
Ricky, so you don't think this arrest is going to happen Tuesday, but does that mean that it's going to come later? What's your prediction there?
Well, being that we're on the weekend, I'll say it'll either be probably Monday or after Tuesday, probably later on in the week, I'd say.
All right. Thank you.
You know,
Ricky,
they're not going to play games with Trump. He's really screwing around, and he's done. And about time, too, because I remember Atlantic City.
Well, other people are saying that this is going to bolster his chances. So other people,
they're full of crap. They watch Fox News too much, like that one guy you were talking to. He was so way off. Yeah, he's ridiculous, you know?
Only time will tell. Thank you, Ricky, for the call tonight.
No doubt.
I appreciate it. The number is 603-283-6160. I'm glad someone's paying attention to this drama because it just, to me, it's not... You know, whatever's going on with Donald Trump is nowhere near as interesting as the banking situation, which could affect a lot more people.
Yeah, warm up the water cannons.
Because honestly, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. What happens to Donald Trump does not affect my life at all.
No, it really doesn't.
And I have a hard time caring more than other things that are going on. You know?
A lot of people are going to be talking about it. A lot of people are going to be very, very paying close attention to this. But let's see, what else do we need to know about it here? According to the Daily Mail, speculation that charges were imminent increased when Bragg, who is the district attorney, Alvin Bragg in Manhattan, told Trump's team the former president could testify before the grand jury if he so chose. When the hell does that happen? Would you like to testify in front of the grand jury that indicts you? A notification usually at the end of a process that could mean an indictment is near. Legal experts have said Trump could face one of two charges over the payments to Stormy Daniels, but concede both would be difficult to prove. He could be charged with falsifying business records if it's alleged that he knew that the retainer agreement with Cohen was a sham to facilitate the payments. That would be a misdemeanor under New York law unless prosecutors prove the records were falsified to conceal another crime, which would make it a felony. That other crime could be that the payments violated state election law because the intention of the alleged payoff was to benefit his campaign. Mm. Trump could face up to 4 years in prison if it were a felony charge in this case. But as of right now, the prosecutors are not talking about what they're intending to do. Mm. So that's where we're going to leave that one, unless you want to weigh in on it. The number is 603-283-6160. We were talking about what's going on in France, mm-hmm. and Nikki, according to the story you were sharing, they are bringing out the water cannons.
Yeah, water cannons.
And there's fires being set by the protesters.
Yeah, bricks being thrown.
Thousands of people are apparently in the streets, and all of this is over a change of 2 years, apparently, to the retirement age, potentially raising it from 62 years to 64 years.
And I almost have a hard time believing that, you know? Like, there must be something else. Maybe there's not. Maybe it really is just the retirement age.
It's usually, you know, in the case of these, remember the yellow vests, there's always these protests.
The color revolutions.
That are going on over there. It's almost always some sort of labor dispute.
Yeah.
Every time you see this stuff, it's just people in France don't want to work, is basically what this comes down to.
I mean, they already get their 3-hour nap in the middle of the workday. What more do they want?
Do they get siestas in France? Is that
I think so.
Okay.
Maybe they're not napping. Maybe they're just eating wine and cheese.
A latte lunch? I don't know.
I might move there.
So anyway, they have all kinds of things that like prevent them from getting fired once they get the job. Like there's all kinds of mandates in France to basically
it's like a giant DOT over there
with a bunch of lazy
people. You show up early. Yeah, don't show up early. Show up right.
They can't fire you. Basically,
you show up late. You're okay.
So. 310 people were arrested overnight. I believe that was Friday night.
That's a lot of people.
Yep. Mostly small scattered protests were held in cities around France from a march in Bordeaux, I think I'm pronouncing that right, to a rally in Toulouse. Port officers in Calais temporarily stopped ferries from crossing the English Channel to Dover. Some university campuses...
What are they
going
against ferries?
I know.
They're protesting.
Some university campuses in Paris were blocked, and protesters occupied a high traffic ring around the French capital.
Mm-hmm.
So there's protests all over the country, essentially, from... You know, from blocking the ferries to going to Dover to universities.
Meanwhile, Americans are just sitting pretty and
fat, lazy, and happy.
Nothing wrong here.
Also, Paris garbage collectors extended their strike for a 12th day with piles of foul-smelling rubbish growing daily in the French capital.
Just throw it in the fire.
Is this unrelated?
So I think they're protesting, because they've been protesting, so they're protesting labor conditions as well.
So this is over something else.
But I think it is due to them changing the retirement.
Because that's kind of a crappy thing to do, right? Like, you're actually going to
work for 2 more years of working in the garbage.
Right, but I mean, if everybody else is upset about this, why are you going to make it harder for them to, like, live, right? Like, having piling up garbage.
So, well, really what it is, so I guess...
You're hurting
several,
the average person.
Right. Yeah. So call your legislator. Right?
So several different, I guess, Total Energies, it's a company, is they're also protesting there. Mm-hmm. So I guess a lot of different companies and, you know, whatever, trash people, they're protesting, and it is because of the retirement age.
Well, so what they should be doing is taking the garbage and dumping it on the front lawn of
Parliament.
The Parliament, right?
Yeah. Well, they don't.
Or
they
their
don't,
homes, their private homes
right,
or something.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that would probably be more effective.
But that would actually
but
be
instead,
working.
Exactly. That's the point. Well, they don't want to work.
Right.
So...
Yeah, and these guys, again, they get all kinds of perks. And if there's anybody that's lived in France and you can clue us in, because I suspect that like they get all kinds of time off already, and like that's why they have all the time to go
right,
and protest.
30-hour weeks.
Right. Let's go to the phone. So Saheed is on the line in Maryland. Saheed, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to talk about religion, pretty much like always.
Sure. And you are a Muslim?
Yeah, and so I just wanted to say, like, first caller, the point that you brought up about all the different books and how truth can be pretty much everywhere and, you know, different peoples and different nations, different times, they get a certain message, and overall it kind of looks the same if you got to keep an open mind, right? Well, that's pretty much all what the Quran talks about. That's, like, the majority of the subject that it speaks about in the Quran is about people denying things that they should be accepting. That's actually inside their own books, but they rather deny it. Because of, you know, sectarian divisions. Yeah.
One thing that the Quran says, if I recall correctly, because I did read it when I was in jail for civil disobedience over a decade ago, is that that Jesus was a prophet and one of many prophets. But then it says, and I think this is one area where it's wrong, is that Muhammad was the last prophet. And you know, my belief is that God or the universe or whatever you want to call it, that power that's out there that's you know greater than us is continuing to speak. Like he didn't just say, "Oh, this is the last time I'm ever going to communicate with you, my creations." And and so I think that's where the Muslim one of the things they get wrong. But anyway, go ahead.
Yep, I agree. I actually think that most Muslims are wrong with that as well because it comes down to interpretation. Mm-hmm. It does say seal of the prophets, and what's the difference between a prophet and a messenger? And there's like a difference in like not just translation because it gets down to it's all about Arabic and whatnot. So
I see. Okay.
There's people. Plus, there's plenty of different schools of thoughts when it comes to Islam or any religion really.
Sure, so, of course.
When it comes to Jesus being being a prophet versus God, they had that conversation back within the first 10 years of Jesus passing away. You know,
mm-hmm.
They had like divisions with the Essenes and the Nazarenes, I think. And so. It's kind of interesting how people can have like the same conversation in different religions and even come to similar conclusions as one group, but then still have a huge divide because people aren't looking at the history, just looking at the current, like, how do you describe it? Like the kind of like the subtle science kind of thing, you know, even though they're having that debate not too long ago, it's kind of like settled at a certain point. And so it's kind of like everybody's dug in.
Yeah, that does tend to be the case with people and their religious beliefs. They do get very dug in and very close-minded to other people who may have very similar beliefs. I mean, this is one of the things that Christians don't understand about Islam is that Islam believes in a lot of the stuff in the Bible. It's just that they have a few, you know, quibbles.
Well, that's why they need the fear-mongering, so people will still subscribe to their religion rather than, you know, opening up their beliefs. Like, oh, well, you can't be Muslim, though, because you'll go to hell.
Yeah.
Lake of fire.
Yeah, and the same thing happens in Islam as well, of course.
Sure, of course it does.
But one thing on top of that I did want to mention is that, something that, you know, I like to look into the words and the history, etymology of words.
Mm-hmm.
And do you guys know the two words that are, the two names of God that's used the most and starts every single chapter of the Quran? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You might hear that from other Muslims. That the Rahman and Rahim actually mean, if you look into the etymology, I posted in the Odyssey, it actually means love and compassion and mercy.
God is love.
And that's like the number one name that's used, other than Allah, of course, which is this, you know, just this generic word for God. But I just wanted to mention that, you know.
Good stuff, Saeed. Anything else you want to share tonight?
There was something, but I completely forgot.
That's all right. You know we're here 7 nights a week. Feel free to call any other time. I appreciate the call tonight. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Yeah, I mean, there's more. Always more to say on the religious topic, but yeah. We'll continue. 603-283-6160. So we were talking about the French thing, and I don't know if there's more that that you want to share on that, Nikki. Did we pretty much
cover it? We covered most of it. Most, you know, the trade unions are being peaceful. Other people are striking in a more violent way.
The agent provocateurs are probably in there as well.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're going to get what they want, which is to stop the increase.
So basically, if the no-confidence vote fails, the bill will become law.
Mm-hmm.
And if the majority agrees, it would spell the end of the retirement reform plan and force the government to resign, although Macron would always reappoint Borne to name the new cabinet. So
it wouldn't matter because they want Macron to be punished and so they would fire the whole government, but then the guy they don't like gets to appoint the government.
So it doesn't really make much sense to me. And that's the thing about governments, and you know, it's just is it really gonna? Yeah, like what is the point? Oh, we didn't like these people, so we're gonna throw them out, replace them with some other scumbags. Does it really matter?
What the government probably wanted to do was to increase the retirement age by 1 year. Mm-hmm. So what they did is I'll say, well, let's make it two years, and then they'll fight back.
We'll meet in the middle.
We'll compromise it 1 year.
Yeah.
So we all got something.
That's how they do it.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right about that.
You know, under-promise, over-deliver, or over-promise, under-deliver.
coming up here, we can talk about what's going on with the banking situation, the latest on that. Turns out, according to one study, there's over 186 banks, I think, that are in a worse shape than Silicon Valley Bank.
It doesn't sound good, or it does sound good, depending on your perspective.
If you have money in those banks, it doesn't sound good. You might want to consider doing something about that. The number is 603-283-6160. You can also bring up whatever you want as we continue. Hour number three of Free Talk Live Sunday show is coming up.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.